Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the Overtime. It is the PowerCat Overtime Podcast, your Friday fun day, ridiculous, stupid thing we do every week. How's that for advertising? Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Midnight Carmody, and Gils Gilbert right here with a couple of weird dogs bringing you podcasting magic with sound effects. Dude, quit wiping your face on the chair. You freaking weirdo. My God. They're like animals.
He's such a sweet dog.
And he's real smart, too, Mom. Watch. Shake hands, Astro.
Reach for Reachu.
Well, that means pleased to meet you.
Animals. Speaking of animals, hope everyone's hanging out at Wabash Station and having a good time. Man. Cole Carmody, big series in Waco. Big baseball series in Waco.
It's going to be fun.
Man.
Huge, actually.
It really is.
It's the biggest series since 2013.
Let's hope the bus doesn't break down at the team hotel. Well, then we'll begin to suspect that Baylor is doing this. I'm glad I'm not going to Waco. But seriously, it really is my least favorite town. In the Big 12.
Not Lubbock?
It's my least favorite trip is Lubbock.
Okay.
My least favorite town is Baylor, is Waco.
They're both pretty equal to me because of the trips and what the cities are.
That's why I like TCU being added, because Fort Worth's a good trip.
It's cool.
Oh, hey.
Hey, man, turn that crap off, you young wild stallion.
Man.
We're sponsored by The Fridge. Make sure you get into The Fridge whenever you get into Manhattan. And Cole needs some bourbon because now he has a cough.
I was coughing.
That was you?
Yep.
Oh,
I blame the dogs, but yes.
Okay.
Did I really send you the wrong questions, Gils?
Yes.
What were they? Were they yesterday's?
Yeah, so.
Well, here's the questions on this little piece of paper that I printed off. Good for me. Here you go, Gils.
It's a good thing you... am I doing it? Okay.
Go ahead.
Is that a nice little intro to the
question? There we go. Here's a question. Gils, take it away.
First question of the overtime is from Chris66204. Has Fitz ever ordered a code red for an infraction? And if so, what did it entail?
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did.
No, I have not. I've not beaten any employees. Let's take a note here. Beat Gils later
again.
It's been a long time since I've even been mad. Like, I get frustrated once in a while.
Well, I remember a certain time.
You do?
Yeah.
When?
It was like my first experience ever. I wasn't even in the group text, but I was watching a basketball game with Gils.
Yeah, I kind of. Yeah, I did lose it on that one. So, no, I have never ordered a code red. My favorite time in Aggieville, though, is when a solicitor would come in and bug our front desk people. Because we always had someone during office hours to take phone calls when we had a magazine, because we had subscribers that had to pay through us. Mm-hmm. Someone would come in and start bugging them, and I would go up there and get all stern and mean. Hey, this is a place of work. You need to get your ass out of here.
Were they scared of you?
I'm a 300-pound, angry, 6'3" man. Yeah, I don't know if they're scared, but they left. So Okay, that's the next question. That didn't work.
All right, we'll try it again with Chris 66204. Again, if the GPC crew was a morning drive time radio show, what would you call yourselves? I.e. Zach Attack, G Money, Fester, and the Gimp? The Gimp?
What? The Gimp? I don't know.
G I M P.
Gimp.
Yeah. Gimp.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. I'm Zach Attack, clearly in that.
I've got to be G Money. I think Fitz is Fester. So you're a Gimp? Cool.
Wow.
Or they forgot about me.
They could have, yeah. I always wanted to have a sports talk show called like the Morning Circus or something, because it would devolve into crap, like monkeys throwing at each other. That's pretty much what my morning show would be like. I always thought it'd be cool to do a Sirius XM show. I mean, think about Howard Stern. He's just completely free of any rules. I mean, you can do that with a podcast, but still people are like, oh, you cursed on a podcast. I mean, Howard talks about anything on that thing.
Joe Rogan doesn't care.
Even before he was on Sirius XM, he was still
Yeah, but he was crazy. Getting in trouble for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Joe Rogan kind of lets it go on his podcast.
Now he's in trouble, though, so.
Well, he's going to be in trouble forever because he went corporate.
Yeah.
He's going to regret that so much. They've erased some of his podcasts.
I saw that.
So you bought the rights to his show to delete some.
Spotify has backed up Joe Rogan for the most part.
Well, they better. They invested a lot of money.
Exactly.
And he probably, his lawyers probably put a lot into his contract that you violate this by editing me. I hope.
I mean, whatever the last controversy was last week, Spotify came out and said, yeah, we're still with Joe.
I remember years ago.
He's going to say some stuff you don't like.
When cancel culture was just starting and someone said, I'm going to call your boss. I'm like, okay, my number is. No, I'd have fun doing unfiltered show. I would have fun. You guys know this. I am a very good cursor. I can deliver it in fine fashion, almost like art.
If I had a name, like an alter ego name on a radio show, it would be Vitamin C.
What was your name?
According to Chris, yeah, G-Money.
G-Money, Vitamin C, and Zach Attack here, the Morning Circus, Sports Extravaganza, and Boner Fest.
Cole, what are you doing tonight?
I don't know.
We need to do that radio show ASAP. We've actually talked about doing a DJ show, which is a little different than a morning drive time show, but blaring rap music and on the student station and having fun with it.
Nice. That'd be fun. I just remembered, I think Rob Casty and his sidekick Tom Coppy, that might have been the name of their show on 91.9 back
what?
In the day.
What?
Sports Extravaganza and something. It was awesome. It was really good.
I love the whoever did the Masters updates. I think it's a guy out of Memphis. And they just had he was just rapping along and giving Masters results.
Oh, my God. It was incredible. What happened to him?
He did it again this year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. It was good. He had to look for it. But
Vitamin C, Zach Attack, and what was yours?
G-Money.
G-Money.
Maybe G-Easy. No one's come up with that one yet.
G-Easy? You think G-Easy is a good nickname?
Yep.
Why?
G for Gilbert.
You know, G-Easy is an actual person that exists.
I know, cool.
That's like being like, my name's Sharon.
I'm a big G-Easy fan, so that's
And fine. I'm going to make my nickname Cher.
You know, if I say something, I mean it. These things happen. Yeah.
If I ever said I'm never scared.
That's nice.
That's the analogy.
Maybe I should be Limp T. We're off to a good start here.
From King Jim 77, what is your go-to food after a night of drinking?
Ooh. You know, this is pizza. Weird. As the fat guy, I don't eat after drinking.
Oh.
And my little tiny wife, every time she has a couple drinks, I need a burger. I mean, it's like she gets possessed. One time we were, I think it was before the one of the Texas Bowls. She was not even that drunk, but drunk. And she had me driving to find a Whataburger at 2 a.m. Like, I don't want to be driving around Houston at 2 a.m. She was just talking about the mac cheese grilled cheese with bacon on it down at the varsity truck. She's like, oh, yeah, let's go down there. And I'm like, what, are we going to Uber? I'm drunk. Yeah, no, I don't typically eat one, although it's a good idea.
It's pizza for me. I miss having Jeff's.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I probably would eat if I was inclined to do
because
so.
That's what that pizza was. Like, that was the peak of that establishment was a 2:30 a.m. slice.
Mm-hmm. Soak some of that up, man.
But you could even just go in there and get pizza at it. It was a normal price. It wasn't super expensive. Like, if you just, instead of getting like Domino's or whatever you wanted to do,
I would say that it's cheaper to go to a Domino's or Papa John's during the day and get a better pizza instead of paying more for a Jeff's.
I like Jeff's though. I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm. After 2 a.m., Jeff's is good.
That's Pizza Shuttle.
I agree.
Pizza Shuttle is disgusting though.
Yes. I agree.
Our apologies to Scott Fritchin if you're listening.
I had Pizza Shuttle last week. It was okay. Then again, my taste is kind of Pizza Shuttle has the best cheese bread in town, though. I will contend with that.
Gee. You all right over there?
Too many cigarettes, yeah.
Just doing a lot of smoking lately.
Yep.
It's really embarrassing.
What about pepperoni bricks?
Oh, my God.
You like that little plug in there?
Oh. We got to go the high-low as soon as possible. Those things are ridiculous. I think I would like to just lay on the bar and have someone rub pepperoni bricks all over me. Just shirtless, rubbing pepperoni bricks.
This is the weirdest overtime podcast we have ever done.
I'm going to answer the question. I'm going to answer the question so we don't have to think about shirtless fits. Actually, when I get drunk, I eat. Like, it's bad. I usually don't eat a lot before I drink because I know that if I'm drinking that night, I'm going to be hungry later on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'll drink and then magically I'll always find my way at DP Dough in Aggieville.
Mm. Is it good?
I actually really like
it. This is a calzone place, right?
Yeah. Now, again, a lot of that is because your taste buds are enhanced when you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that place is amazing. You just can't get there at 2 a.m. when the bar is closed. I don't stay at the bars until they close because I feel like you're a psychopath if you stay that long.
Oh, man, I'm a psychopath. Gills, you a psychopath too?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves at midnight.
That's why he's named Midnight.
I don't know. I guess I'm just old. My birthday is actually, if you're listening to this, my birthday is probably the day you're listening to this on Friday. So there you go. And I'll go to Fat Shack. I've been to Fat Shack a few times.
I think Fat Shack is, the burgers are amazing.
I haven't had a burger from there, but I've had
holy, they're the closest thing to Whataburger in town.
Not Sonic?
Sonic's okay, but no, Fat Shack is just ridiculous.
It's a little overpriced.
Are we talking the taste or just what? I don't know, what's the taste,
yeah.
Really?
Greasy, cheesy, unhealthy. It's named Fat Shack, for God dang it. It's just, hey, welcome to Fat Shack. We're going to kill you.
Have you had their sandwiches?
No, I don't think so.
They have one called the Fat Doobie.
Okay.
And it's chicken tenders with mozzarella sticks. And I want to say honey mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in the sandwich. It's really good.
By the way. Too, probably, right?
There's a bunch of them.
By the way, that is healthy. That's a number of food groups all in one.
Oh, for sure.
You've got your meat group, you got your dairy group, you got your fried group, you got your bread group, you got your honey mustard group. Man, that's a good food pyramid you just built.
From King Jim 77, if you could design your own college major, what would it be and what would the core classes be?
You know what mine is.
Brewology.
Yeah, exactly. Brewing and distilling. Dang it, K-State offer brewing and distilling.
They kind of have something like that.
They need to have a major. They offer golf course management by fusing together business and turf agronomy classes. Why not do brewing and distilling and grain sciences and other things, whatever? It's a huge industry now. You would attract students. This is where I'm at with secondary education. Are we secondary? What is What is college? Third dairy?
No.
Fourth dairy?
It is higher education.
Higher education. You got to have your niche. And I think K-State should have ag and engineering degrees that work, that'll get you a job. I'm telling you, folks, if your kid's going to school and has any ag background, if they aren't going into grain sciences or milling, they're insane. Yeah. Those kids are leaving making more money out of school than I make right now. They are so in demand, and it's such a valuable degree. I think brewing and distilling is such a huge thing. And you stop and think about it. Well, I'm the, what is it, brewmaster, brew boss, brew...
Whatever you like.
Brewerian. Those are just on-the-job learning. But there's a lot of science that would go into the mixing of grains and different hops and the flavor notes, if you want to call it that. Yeah. I mean, bourbons and all of those things are just, they're huge.
My major would be coaching at a higher education level.
It's not a bad idea.
Because there's lots of, you know, they have coaching classes for people who want to go into coaching, but that's usually at the high school level and, you know, coaching your kids and that kind of stuff. But unless you're an athlete or you know somebody, getting involved in collegiate sports, getting involved in professional sports is not exactly easy. And there's really good high school coaches that could coach at the college level that never get the chance because they don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. So I think if they had a program to teach coaches how to coach at that level, you know, it would make it a lot easier for coaches to get involved in things. And I think you would actually have the coaches that want to coach at that level. They would probably be a little bit more dedicated. You wouldn't have these coaches like Les Miles just getting recycled. So I think if that were an option.
I think at this point, he's literally being recycled. I think they took him out and put him amongst the cans and said, Les, just stay there. I'm going to recycle you.
Mine would be cryptocurrency finance.
That's another great. Good one.
Because there's so much stuff that the regular person just doesn't know. There's so much behind the scenes work that I think you could make a full degree out of it. Add in NFTs too.
Mm-hmm. Like an advanced economics type thing.
Yeah.
Modern economics. Contemporary economics.
The thing is, though, a lot of degrees that I would create, they need to be taught by somebody that's under 30 and doesn't have an advanced degree. And maybe doesn't have a college degree, you know, being TikTok famous. I'm not saying that should be a degree, but there's a science. There's a science to algorithms and social media and just being present in a digital space. And there's ways you can be successful that are learnable, quite frankly.
One of the people I follow on TikTok, that's right, I'm on TikTok, is a professor from Maryland. And that's what she teaches. She's one of the most recognized experts in social media algorithms and understanding how Facebook works. I mean, as many of your generation that are going into social media type jobs, I think that's a very valuable degree. It's kind of funny when people, like the know-it-alls on TikTok, well, why should we take your advice? Well, she has her master's in these type of things. So, yeah. Gills, what would you teach?
You guys had great answers. I mean, I don't know.
Want to teach 5-on-5 at the rec.
Literally, yeah. If you followed me on Twitter, you'll know that. I'm very passionate about that. Or the lack of 5-on-5. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Anything else? Any other suggestions, guys? Help me out here.
Social interactions. A doctor of social interactions. You.
How to take a good selfie with Nestor.
Yes. Yes. Nestor. It's your second shout out on the podcast that you don't listen to.
He should. I think Gil should be the professor in grilling, or not grilling chicken, but making chicken in a seared pan. Because if you don't know, everybody listening, the only thing that he eats is salad and chicken from the stovetop.
And nuts.
That's weird. That is weird. It is
not weird, Cole. That's a 22-year-old's diet.
That's weird.
I don't mean this to come out the way it is, but what are your favorite nuts?
Cashews are my favorite.
Okay.
And then sunflower seed is, I guess it's a seed, but, and then almonds.
Okay.
Those are my go-to.
Hey, Alexa, volume 8. Hey, Alexa, are cashews nuts?
Yes, cashew nuts are nuts.
Are almonds nuts? Oh, hey, Alexa, like Simon says. Hey, Alexa, are almonds nuts?
Yes, almond is nuts.
Wow. That bitch just took down almonds. Wow. I thought one of them was like a legume.
Some of them are, yeah. I don't know if cashews are nuts. I really don't.
She said it, though.
I think she's crazy. I think. Alexa, are you nuts?
I am quite unusual. That's true.
There we go.
Shall we?
Let's go on. Yeah.
From KSU Alvi, welcome to the site. Alvi. I don't think we've seen that name before.
The second post. Or maybe it was his first post, but his post counter shows 2.
I'm going to change it to like 2 million. Wow, that guy's had a lot of posts. I don't remember him once.
What is an event that you'd want to make a movie about? For example, The Big Short.
This is an easy one for me. This is March 12th, 2020. Mm. When everything shut down. March 12th, K-State was playing TCU, and I can vividly remember being at the game when looking at Twitter, and Rudy Gobert tests positive for coronavirus, and they have to cancel the game, and everybody's freaking out. And then literally 3 minutes later, the Big 12 comes out over the speakers and says, there will be no fans attending the games tomorrow. And everybody's just sitting there booing them because they're like, this is ridiculous. Everybody, when you went to go to the bathroom, I remember specifically walking up the concourse to the bathroom, and people were like looking at each other weird, like not knowing what to do. And there was like a million people in line washing their hands. And it felt like a scene from World War Z. I mean, it was like, we're going to turn into zombies. Is everybody going to die?
Yeah, it was so weird. Because remember the Fred Hoiberg thing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where they took him to the hospital because he was dying, and it turned out he just had like the flu and didn't feel well.
Yeah. That was just the craziest. I mean, we had no idea. People, we thought you would die as soon as you got it. I mean, had no idea.
And honestly, Zach, I think that was the last recorded case of flu in American history. Yeah, it was so weird. I remember, you know, checking out of the media hotel and leaving the next morning, and everyone was just like, what's going on here? And I thought, I need to get home right after I go to Jack Stack. But it was going to be 15 days, so I bought 4 pounds of meat. I'm going to be 15 days to, I needed to buy Jack Stack to have enough meat to get through that lockdown. Wow.
I think that would be a boring movie.
But like a docu-series?
I think a documentary. Like, it's so recent, and we've been locked up for so long, I don't want to relive it.
Well, not right now. Eventually.
We just started watching the documentary Fire.
Oh, the Fire Festival? Yeah. That's a really well done documentary. Which one? The Hulu one or the Netflix one?
Netflix one.
The Netflix one.
Oh yeah.
Netflix one's better, but watch them both because they're good.
What do you think of Ja Rule so far?
Well, we're just early into it, but I'm just struck by immediately these guys put off. They're in over their head and they're total scammers and idiots. I mean, when the guy's passed out on the beach, there's nothing impressive about him. I don't know how he's such a great scam artist, but anyhow, it was about a festival that was supposed to take place in the Caribbean on Pablo Escobar's island.
And initially.
And it was supposed to be just incredible. It's ridiculous. But now he's going to jail or in jail.
He's in prison for 7 years, but I think he's like probably close to halfway done. Maybe he's got 5 years left. I don't know.
You got a movie though?
When I put that question, I thought I would have one. I don't really have a good idea off the top of my head. I don't do a lot of movies. That's the thing. I like going to movies, but
how about a sports movie called They Said It Couldn't Be Done? Bill Snyder.
Well, go ahead and ask that question.
Oh, really?
It's late. I put it later, but I should have put them together. But that's
from Wagcat, I assume. We're all eagerly awaiting D. Scott's book on Bill Snyder. Who plays the role of Bill Snyder once the book is turned into a movie?
There was an actor that actually I thought could do it.
Stone Street.
I think Larry David as Bill Snyder would be hilarious.
That's not bad.
I mean, they kind of look similar. Just the personalities are completely different.
But it's acting.
The problem is you have to find somebody age appropriate. I mean, he's age appropriate now.
Right.
But 89.
You need to find someone in there like 50 years old. That-
or just put Larry David in a young suit, put him in makeup.
I mean, he's like the only one I could think that would look anything like Bill.
Yeah.
We need the Facebook app where what star do you look like and put in his photo. Yeah, I don't know. I've thought about that before. The thing about it is, by movie standards, you know, they don't win anything until like 2003. I mean, 98, if they'd won, gone to the national title game, that would have been the perfect ending to the movie. But no. I guess 2003, because Oklahoma was the greatest team ever.
I don't even know how you do the time frame to get it. I don't know how you'd condense Bill Snyder's career into a based on true events 2.5 hour movie or 3 hour movie.
I don't know. Maybe it ends with the North Texas victory. You're right. I'm looking forward to D. Scott's book. If you don't know, I don't know if it's public, but he and Coach got together and Coach read from his personal diary. So, I mean, it's Coach's autobiography written by Bill Snyder, but we know how that works.
So all of his speaker notes from the spring games.
Oh, my God, it's going to be an entire book about the library, the Kansas State Library, if it's his speech notes. The greatest documentary would be the Oklahoma football game bombing.
That would actually be a good
I mean, it really is. I've talked to some people about doing it, but they're like, well, that wasn't a bombing. That was unintentional. I said, no, it was intentional, but they've covered that up. They have completely covered that thing up. David Boren, former U.S. Senator, Oklahoma University president, did a masterful job of covering up what happened that day. It was a suicide. No, it wasn't. He tried to get in the stadium. He had a backpack bomb. When he sat down and adjusted it, it went off. It wasn't a suicide. Well, who's ever done that as a suicide that isn't intended to kill someone else? That whole thing was crazy. Just crazy. I've got movie ideas. I'm just not going to share them on a podcast. One of you will steal it, make a big mega motion picture, become a billionaire and say, Fitz who? Fitz who?
We'd invite you to the red carpet.
That'd be great.
The humans will be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
Another question from KSU Alvey. If you owned a racehorse, what would you name it?
Oh. Oh. I watched the Derby, and some of these names Soup and Sandwich? Really? You named your horse Soup and Sandwich? I know there was a tie there to some Campbell's. It was the Campbell's family is what it was.
Really?
Yeah, so like a descendant, I don't know. But yeah, some of these names are just ridiculous. I'm not sure. I'd probably name it after one of my dogs.
I'd name it like third place, second place. Second place is up in a first. You know, here like, he comes.
Like naming your city league softball team, no game scheduled.
Yeah.
So you keep getting forfeits and you just drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. Probably I'd name them after my dogs. Like my favorite Scottish Terrier we had was named Dexter. So maybe like Dexter's Day.
Yeah.
And Dude's Fro.
I don't think mine would be air appropriate.
Oh.
Wow.
You have a bleep button, don't you, Fitz?
Yeah, I got a bleep button. What is it?
My mother listens to the podcast, so I'm not going to say.
Wow. Now you get a. Now she's going to listen and be like, Cole, what? Why are you talking inappropriately on the podcast?
And coming down the home stretch, it's that son of a. Son of a is taking a lead. He's got a head lead. Oh, my son of a is the winner. Oh, boy, that's going to be a lot of work.
I'd pick like photo finish, backstretch, quarter pole.
This is so confusing. Oh. Gills, you got anything?
My creativity skills today are
no, apparently
down.
Not. Apparently not. Let's see.
What if you named him Lake Toast? Sea Biscuit Lake Toast?
Wow. But when, who came up with Seabiscuit?
Doesn't make any sense.
I like that.
Some of these names people come up with are like, what are you doing? That's a living, breathing horse. Why are you naming
it's
that?
River Muffin.
River Muffin.
Does Robert Kraft have a horse in like the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, I don't think so, but he should.
I think he would name it Robin.
Coupon.
Jeez.
I'm going to be bleeping out a lot of stuff here.
From Ema PT, once the construction that is all over MHK right now is done, which will be never.
Never. What do you mean?
What's next?
It's going to be more Kimball. Do you want a real
more construction.
Yeah, they're going all the way down Kimball with re-presenting it, basically.
It's like, going to look very nice.
It's going to look incredible.
It's going to be very frustrating.
For a long time for all of us that live here. And the way they're doing it, there's no way they can avoid football seasons, I don't think. I mean, there's going to be some miserable football seasons until they get it done. But that whole Kimball corridor is going to look, in 5 years, I think it's going to look completely different. It'll be landscaped, wide sidewalks, trees, football complex across the street, condos, all of that. Oh. And we've talked about it. We talked about it privately. With Aggieville getting its first garage, you believe they're going to go vertical in Aggieville.
I think they will.
And there'll be more and more vertical, you know, 6-7-story apartment buildings on that corner of campus.
I think the first person, whoever owns enough buildings in Aggieville, I think they'll say, we're just going to tear them all down. And then build a complex.
The first one that's going to happen, I truly believe, is the Laramie Plaza. I mean, they're not really upkeeping those where Jeff's Pizza was.
Yeah.
There's some vacancies.
Yeah.
And I think that's the grand plan for them is to take it all down and put a garage for residents with apartments like on the third, fourth, fifth floors.
And put
which would be pretty
street
awesome.
Side businesses.
Yeah, yeah, some yeah, a few street side businesses. I think they are talking about the 12th Street end being businesses.
I think eventually Manhattan Christian College is mm-hmm. going to go bye-bye.
You do? Why?
I do. I know for a fact that they've had to cut a lot of stuff. Their enrollment is way down. And I just think with everything growing around it, I mean, they're going to build those new
become too valuable.
Yeah. I mean, they would be smart, honestly, to sell everything off because that land is going to be worth a lot of money here pretty soon.
They just built a brand new gym, too.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever. I don't know what their endowment is, but I can't ever see them selling.
I think, within like the next 30, years or so.
That's a really wide prediction.
I mean, you've been around since 1927.
I'm not going to be happy because when I go to church, the music's always awesome because those so many of those kids go there for Christian music degrees.
Mm-hmm. And there's in their degrees, there's dual degrees. I mean, most of the kids that get their degree at MCC are dual degree at K-State, which mm-hmm. is smart on MCC's part. That's right. How they keep up enrollment. But I think that they've had to cut like two or three sports within the last year. And I mean, that's not necessarily a lot. Maybe sports go away. Maybe the school stays. But it wouldn't surprise me if they had to, if anything, shrink their campus a little bit. Because that land is extremely valuable.
It is.
They built a brand new gym. They're invested for a good amount of time.
I had a cross degree. I majored in journalism, mass communications, and sin while I was in school with a... emphasis in redemption. So that was my degree work.
From It Ain't BB.
That was a nice, like, dramatic pause.
Do you prefer a window or aisle seat?
Aisle. I'm fat.
Window.
Window.
Yeah, I'll always window. Take the aisle. By the way, if we're on a Southwest flight, I'm the right size to make sure if there's one vacant seat, it gets in our middle seat because at 6'3 and freakishly tall from the waist up and big, I can give that little lean on the armrest. So when people come down the aisle, they're like, there's no place for me to sit in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can backfire and the flight is indeed completely full and the last guy in looks exactly like me. And that has happened.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. It's okay. I made a friend.
I think Gil's
thigh was in a relationship with his thigh.
Gil's has to sit in the middle if you guys have to go. You're the skinniest one.
Guess I'm not going.
I don't get like sick, but I get kind of, I don't know, I get nervous and stuff like that on a plane. So if I can look out the window, it helps me calm my nerves. But that's why I prefer it. I don't really care for the aisle. I mean, even though I'm tall, I'm not... big. So
I like being able to know where I am. I don't like being inside. I hate it when the window seat person just shuts the window. You know, at least like during like takeoff and landing, like leave it open so we can see outside. Mm-hmm. You know, give us an estimation of when we're going to touch the ground. Maybe
I'm with you.
You know, don't just leave it shut. If you're sleeping in the middle, yeah, that's fine. I like sleeping in the window seat.
Have you ever been
lean up against the wall?
Dead asleep and touchdown scares the living crap out of you and wakes you up?
I don't think I've ever been woken up by the landing. I've been woken up towards the end where it's like, hey, 5 minutes. And then you wake up and it's less than 5 minutes. And you're like, oh, we're on the ground now. But I've never been jolted awake.
I can't sleep on a plane.
Yeah, I'm too nervous.
Well, I'm too tall. I mean...
Too nervous to sleep?
What if something happens, Zach? I got to know what's going on.
I'm 6'3 with a 32-inch inseam. So, like, the headrest hits me between my shoulder blades. So, no. I'm that guy that does the head bob where your head's kind of rolling around.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a neck pillow?
No. I'm not going to carry that on.
Yeah.
A neck pillow is a one-time use purchase. You never take... If you buy a neck pillow... You're never going to use that neck pillow on a plane again.
Yeah,
you're just going to buy one at the airport. That's what I did.
I would do that if I was going overseas. I mean, if I was flying 12 hours or something, yeah, I'm buying a neck pillow. Hell, the only way I'll do that is if I can afford first class. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need a neck pillow at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm laying flat.
They'll bring someone up from coach to hold your head for you. You pay so much in first class. We upgraded for not very much our flight from Kona, Hawaii to L.A. to first class, and it was just flipping awesome. They're bringing us drinks and watching movies on the iPads they gave us.
I want to fly on Etihad in their, I think they call it the residence. It's like above first class. You have like a whole like apartment, basically. You get a shower, you get a bed. There's two seats, even though there's one ticket for this seat, there's like two seats in there. Like you could probably invite people into your little suite, but there's only one per plane and you get to You either get to board first, you get to board last. And then they have a butler with that's like only yours, white gloves.
How much would this cost?
We're talking like lots and lots of cards that are autographed.
At some point, why wouldn't you just like get a private jet?
Yeah. Oh, it's, I mean, if you're flying from wherever to Abu Dhabi, that's an expensive private jet.
You just wanted to work in that word, didn't you?
Hey, I'm curious. Do you guys like to make small talk to the passenger next to you? I love that. It's my favorite
part. Oh, my God.
So I was coming back from a game. I don't even remember where. It was probably basketball because I was flying by myself. And I had been up late working and an early flight. And the guy, bless him, he was a very nice guy, said, I like to talk on flights, but I don't want to annoy you. Do you mind talking? And I said, I normally wouldn't mind, but I've been up working all night, and I'm going to check out. So I'm just gone. I've met some pretty cool people on flights, though.
Coming back from the PGA Championship 2 years ago in New York, there was a girl that sat next to me on the plane, and we talked for, like, most of the flight. She was really cool. Didn't get her number or anything. Wish should have asked.
Did she have a ring on?
No. Pretty sure she was single. It's funny, though, is...
I'm pretty sure this is why you're single.
It's funny, as we parted ways, you know, but it's KCI, and then she ends up on my shuttle back to the parking lot.
I did not go where I thought I was going to go.
She ends up, and it's like, oh, hi again. You know, it's like, oh, this is awkward. So, well, bye.
I broke up with you when the plane landed.
Yeah.
I always think of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles whenever I hear of people talking on the plane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just could, oh, God. That just would be awful. I could not imagine. I can't talk to people on the plane because I'm the person that always has their headphones in and is trying to avoid all human interaction when I'm on the plane. But I could not imagine.
My favorite thing to do is certain airlines, when you check in, you know, you can upgrade your seat and they'll like offer you $30 for first class upgrade or $40. And I did that one time. I was coming back to Kansas City and I was going to meet some friends after it landed. And I can't remember where I was flying from. I wasn't that far, but the seat next to me in first class was open. So they brought a soldier and put him in the seat. And he said, man, I've never been in first class before. And I said, I don't normally do it, but it's pretty cool. And I bought him a drink. By the time the drink arrived, he was dead asleep because those chairs are so much more comfortable and they're wider. He was gone. He slept all. He goes, I'm so excited to be up here. Just out.
You bought him a drink in first class? They're free.
No, not
on that airline?
No.
I miss AirTran.
They'll bring like wine or stuff, but no.
Okay. Yeah, AirTran, you could pay like $50 and you get a bag, move up to the front. It's the best experience ever.
Is that like the Spirit big seat?
I think, well, AirTran is better than Spirit, right?
Spirit's the anus of airlines. It really is. But I've heard nothing but horror stories, but they do have the big front seat thing you can pay extra. That's the thing, is their flights are so cheap, but oh, would you like a seat that's actually comfortable? Okay, that'll be $50. Would you like to bring luggage? Would you like a carry-on? Would you like to use the restroom?
Last question from Chris66204.
You know what's good about this podcast is by the time I cut everything that needs to be cut, it's going to be 20 minutes long.
We had a lot of stuff, yeah.
I feel like this whole podcast is just going to be us talking about all the stuff we cut. And it's just this.
Remember when we did that bit about Abu Dhabi? Ah, that was a funny bit. Too bad it got cut.
Cole's racehorse?
Yeah. Cole's racehorse, yeah, yeah.
Toga parties. Wired or tired?
Oh, tired at this point.
I have a great story about this. I was so happy this was one of the questions that was in the podcast.
Because we were talking about it yesterday.
Were we talking about it yesterday?
We were talking about toga parties.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about it yesterday.
They're tired, though.
Yeah, they're tired. They weren't even that cool when they were cool. You know what I mean?
What is the cool date night party attire
jersey
right
theme?
Now? That's not cool.
I mean, 80s, we had fun with that. Like you know, dressing up like a jock and
are they neon. Doing 90s and 2000s yet? Are people having 2000s nights? I saw on TikTok that somebody had like a 2014 night, and it was just ridiculous because it was 7 years ago. It's like not that much has changed.
There's a party theme of golf bros and tennis.
You can ladies.
Throw. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty popular. But on the toga party question, I never have actually been to a toga party. I just feel like it's like ingrained in popular culture, and
it's for the fraternal men.
Yes.
Because it's from Animal House. It's a fraternity thing.
Yeah. So I couldn't, I don't know. I just, what's the point? Like, what are you supposed to wear? Just
I don't think of the Pike House when I was there, we ever had one. I mean, the movies from 78, which was, you know, my 78, 79 was my freshman year of high school. By the time I was in college, 82 on, it was already getting tired. I mean, you know, wasn't that cool a concept? I mean, you put a freaking sheet on. But, yeah, we're talking about a movie that was 43 years ago. That freaks me out when I think about things from my lifetime that are that old. Mm. It's crazy. What was it I ran into the other day that we're having a fraternity event. We have one every summer. And I said, hey, guys, not to say that we're old, but we're the same age to the guys who are in the house right now, that are pledging the house right now, as guys serving in World War II were to us.
Oh.
Oh. It hurt. I mean, think about it. So World War II started for the U.S. in 41. I joined the house in 82. That's 41 years ago, guys. So that's the equivalent of 1980. Being a freshman in 1980 is the same. That's incredible to me. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, it was the middle of World War II, 39, whatever.
Yeah.
40 years ago.
It's wild.
That just makes me feel old.
You're not old, Fitz.
You know, in my experiences on TikTok, there was a lot of things I thought I'd see. I have seen a lot of things. I've had one TikTok that blew up. Not moderately, by TikTok standards, but 75K views. That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. And it was because I was making fun of a guy who's younger than me, like a year younger than me, but he acts old. I thought I'd encounter weird stuff on TikTok, but I never ever expected to encounter trans elderly. He identifies as a 75-year-old man, and he's only 55. I didn't know trans elderly was a thing. And if you're trans elderly out there, I accept you for that. That's one in the podcast with that. We should probably end the podcast on that. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.